Okay. Now, the fourth one is create the confidentiality agreement, and that was with Kathy and me. And I did this. I sent it to Kathy. Didn't get any feedback from Kathy, but I sent it to, out to everyone to take a look at it. Does everybody have that? What I did, Ali was nice enough to send me some confidentiality agreements that he had, and I took parts of that and integrated into what I created. So this is, you guys have the work product. The first item, it says, which I took from Ali's, and it's entitled LSB Management Search Committee Confidential Agreement. This came out of the PD hire process for non-LSB members on search on a subcommittee if there is one. The language that I took from Ali was, hello? What happened to his phone?
Hello?
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 Nia, are you still there? We can't hear you.
Sounds like we lost our chair. Well, until our chair comes on, this is Teresa. I'll just chair until she comes back on. This is considered, I call this the Confidentiality Agreement Working Group. And she was working on this with Kathy Davis. Kathy, did you have anything to report?
I don't know what happened there, but
Welcome back.
I got dropped. How I could get dropped on a landline, only God knows. But anyway, I'm back. Sorry about that. Is everybody else there?
We're here. I'm here. Teresa's here.
Okay.
Who else is here? Hello?
Yes, everybody else is there?
Ali is here.
Yes. Marcel is here.
Okay. All right.
Is Lydia here? Lydia?
So everybody has the confidentiality agreement?
I'm here.
Okay. What it says, the first thing I have here is, as a member of the, and in parentheses, it will be the station name, Management Search Committee, and in parentheses, hereinafter referred to as, quote-unquote, MSC, I recognize and accept my responsibility to protect confidentiality of every candidate. The second paragraph is, as a member of the search committee, I will have access to confidential information and materials related to the search and with full knowledge of the critical importance of confidentiality in the integrity and process of the search process. I hereby agree, and then they're agreeing to, I will not disclose confidential information shared by candidates or other committee members to anyone outside of Pacifica Foundation, including but not limited to the applicant's employer or associates or to anyone inside of Pacifica Foundation who does not have legitimate reason to know based on job or local or national board membership. In this context, confidential information includes, but is not limited to, applicant names, places of current or previous paid or unpaid work, and references, deliberations of the search committee relating to individual candidates, and all documents which might identify individual candidates. I will maintain the confidentiality and integrity of communications and security systems, including data processing systems, telephone conference numbers, recording codes, email, and voicemail belonging to the foundation or used to conduct the foundation's business. I will take all reasonable steps necessary to ensure the confidential documentation and other material is monitored, managed, stored, transmitted, destroyed, and otherwise handled in a manner that will preclude inadvertent disclosure, loss, or misuse. I acknowledge that I have read and understood the confidentiality agreement, and it's signed and dated. In addition to what Ali sent to me, there, the HR director Yolanda Thomas. That was her name, right, Lydia and Teresa? Yolanda Thomas from years ago?
Yes.
I found something that she did, and that I used some of that language in here also.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the presentation.
This is Lydia.
I'll take a stack.
Kathy
and Lydia.
Stack. Yeah, I'm just
Tracy
on the
stack.
You know, we've had so many versions of this agreement. I thought there was one that had something about in the way that you would do a sworn affidavit and send it the penalty of you know, perjury, blah blah blah. But there was something that had some explanation of the repercussions, legal repercussions for violating the confidentiality agreement. One of the many versions had a one-liner in there. Does anybody remember that one?
Yeah, I do remember, Lydia. Not only did I remember, I thought about putting that in there, but I was a little ambivalent, and that's why I didn't put it in. But obviously, it is up to the committee, you know, to
what was
decide.
It? I don't remember it anymore.
Yeah, but
that's my question. It's a question. It's not a.
But I thought about it.
I really do think, by the way, that this should be vetted by our legal counsel, regardless.
Well, my plan was that after the committee has approved it, then I would ask the foundation counsel to do it, because we're trying to cut down on the legal
fees.
Right.
Right.
So that was believe
yeah,
me.
That's what
you know,
my comment meant.
Okay. Next on the stack is Tracy. Hello?
Tracy? Can't hear you. Can't hear Tracy.
Kathy is on the stack also.
Tracy? Okay, I'll get back to Tracy. Go ahead, Kathy.
I just wanted to mention that, you know, I did look at it, read it, and I actually did respond. It seemed really appropriate to me. I remember when we had a more a contract agreement or confidentiality agreement that was more that had the penalties on it and had more extreme language, and it ended up being a controversy on our LSB, and people refused to sign it. Mm. So, I mean, these are just LSB members. But to me, it seemed like this gives a real understanding of the person's responsibility and asks them to agree to that responsibility. I don't know in terms of what we could do if a person violated that responsibility, but, you know, I think that's a consideration, I suppose.
Okay.
I seem to think that it covered all the bases.
Yeah. I tried to do that with the ones that I had. Who's next on the stack?
Carolyn on the stack, please.
Okay. 1 second, Carolyn. Tracy, are you back? Tracy? Maybe she got dropped. Okay, Carolyn, go ahead.
Yeah, just a thought. I think we're covered by California Code, which has sort of clear lines of responsibility. So maybe we could just eliminate some controversy by referring to the obvious, which is in our bylaws, that we are anything not covered here is according to what is required under the California Code of Laws on this issue.
Somebody is really. I don't want to say this is not. This has never happened. I guess I sound like a broken record, but
somebody's typing. Oh.
It doesn't even sound like somebody's typing. Tracy, are you back? Okay, she isn't back. But Tracy commented. I'll just. I don't like to speak for people, but she's not. She's not back. She wrote earlier, let me just pull it up, and she has some concerns about where it says the third paragraph. She has some concerns about who does not have legitimate reason to know based on job or local or national board membership. And I try to cover everybody, and I'll give you an example as to what my thought process was when I put that in there. For example, is Carolyn, you know, and Kathy, I don't know if Kathy was on the search committee, I've forgotten that, but on all of our search committees, if you think, if on a search committee, someone misses a meeting, right, and they ask for, you know, the person asks for information, that person has a legitimate right to know what happened on, you know, during the meeting or is a phone conversation, whatever, whatever medium you use to meet. In terms of legitimate, if a search committee member wants to share this information with the larger LSB, if there is a subcommittee of the LSB, then that person has a legitimate reason to know. So that's why I put that in there. And finally, for example, I know at I, when they had the meeting or the interview, whatever you like to call it, with the staff, let's say one of the staff members says, you know, well, that person seemed a little aggressive, you know, aggressive during our meeting with the staff. You know, that if there's a search committee member there, the search committee member, in my opinion, can certainly say, yeah, I understood, and it seemed that way during the interview also or something. But to me, that's legitimate. So that's why the word legitimate, I don't see what, it doesn't do any harm, in my opinion, to have it there. I think it really covers everyone.
Mm-hmm.
If something comes from the national office, let's say via Christine, right? Christine has a legitimate reason to, if let's say the resumes go there and Arlie wants her to send them to the chair of the search committee, right? She has a legitimate reason to be involved, correct? So that's why I think it's important to do that. So I don't see it as a problem.
Kathy, on the staff?
Nia, this is Andrea. I'm going to go off right now, so.
Okay. Did you say, who said they want to get on the staff?
Kathy.
Okay, go ahead, Kathy. Thanks, Andrea. Thank you.
And from my perspective, your reasoning is sound. It may be that Tracy could foresee how that might be abused by not being specific. So it may be that we would need to spell out what those legitimate reasons are that you just described.
Yeah, but then that would be adding too much into the agreement. I think the people on the committee are pretty mature, and they're Pacificans, and they know what their responsibilities are. To name everything, that I think that gets to be too much for the confidentiality agreement. I just gave an example, to, you know, when Tracy asked the question as to why. I mean, it's perfectly logical to me, and it's common sense to say, well, if Christine asked for it, we know we have to give it. Christine has a legitimate right. We wouldn't say Christine shouldn't do it. That's why I gave that example, or anybody else for that matter. So once we get into we don't want to get into too much detail because then it becomes too long.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, it's very much like in legalese where you use phrases like what a reasonable person would, would do or whatever. They use that language actually in formulating arguments and contracts and whatever. So to cover those kinds of instances, and that's what the judge will go by as well. So it's not totally out there to use something that's kind of a catch-all phrase. I don't know that legitimate would be my choice, but I can't think of another one right now. And I think when this is forwarded to Council, if we pass it, which I will vote yes on this, that, you know, if we choose, you can say, you know, if you find another word that would describe, and then given some examples that you just did, you know, maybe he can come up with a general concept.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. So are you? Does anybody else have any questions, concerns about this?
This is Kathy on the stack. The resolution also to this problem would be to also refer to the California Code, so that if there is any question, you know, I think you're right. People should understand it, but you know, that your argument that we're all Pacificans could also work against that. But so I'm saying, if we should add that part that. That it's going to be, if it has to be adjudicated, it will be adjudicated according to the California Code, so that someone who might try to get around it would understand that they couldn't do that. I couldn't get away with it.
Okay, so what I can do, I'd like to move to a vote on it, and then when I send it to Andy, I will put those notes there for him, and then let him decide.
Okay.
Whether or not to put that in there.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there any objection to approving this?
This is Teresa.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Please repeat exactly what, to my understanding, this is the first thing that's been voted on under this confidentiality agreement working group. I'd like to know what the motion is that we're voting on here.
Okay. If you look, I sent the entire thing out. I sent it again.
Teresa, do you have it, or should I forward it to you?
I have it.
Yeah,
okay.
She has it.
But okay,
I must
so just it, cut and paste that, Teresa. And that is the motion.
Bear with me 1 minute.
Okay.
Point of order.
Okay.
Or information, I'm not sure. Would we now add to the motion that you're going to add those notes as we described and then send it to the council?
Yeah, I will put that in there about making references to the California Corporation Code.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll add that in there before
okay.
I send it to him. We're waiting for you, Teresa. Just let me know when we're ready. And we're behind schedule here, folks.
I'm sorry, but...
It's okay.
Okay, I'm looking at the draft confidentiality agreement. What
mm-hmm.
what is the let's see. I'm looking at draft confidentiality agreement. What is the motion that we just
okay.
That,
what go all the way down. It says LSB Management Committee confidential agreement. Go all the way down. I don't know what which email
yes.
you're looking at.
Okay, LSB Search Committee confidential agreement. Okay.
Okay. So from there to where it says signed and dated, that's the motion.
Okay. And the motion is that we are going to we're approving this to go to be reviewed
Foundation
by
Council.
Okay.
Right. With a note for me. Putting in the California Corporations Code reference, which I have to look up, but I can't do that now. I will look it up.
I'm sorry. It's a little act. My computer's acting a little funky.
Okay.
Copy.
At least the noise stopped, so that's
all right.
Good.
So, are you, whose motion is this? Both of you?
Well,
Kathy Davis and Nia, or what?
I drafted it, but if Kathy says that she agrees with it, so
okay.
We can put...
Working...
Well, do you want to add your name to it, Kathy? You said you agreed with what I wrote, right?
I do, yeah.
That draft, and then I'm going to put it there. Okay, that draft be submitted to council, and how are you referring to these notes that you want added? Tell me one more time.
I'll put in the email the California Corporations Code, but take care of that. You guys, you're going to have to trust me that I would look that up, because I need to go there and get it, so we have to pay Andy to go searching for it. I'll go to the code and find it.
And okay, and that you're moving, the working group is moving that the draft be submitted to council and that the California Code be attached?
Be referenced.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so there's no objection to that, correct? I did say that already, right?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's see, where are we now? We are at numero... Oh, no, where did my draft agenda...
Did we pass it without objection?
I asked without objection. I heard none.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Okay, thank you very much. The next item, I think, is, oh, goodness, why can't I get this agenda? Is the next item action items? Someone has the agenda up? My agenda has...
I do. The next item on the agenda is Marcel Reed's review bylaws regarding ADA compliance.
Oh, yes. That's Marcel and me again. Marcel, are you there?
So the ADA compliance work group.
Yeah. There was a motion back in 2004. I don't know if Lydia and you, Teresa, were on the board. Jane
yes.
Goodman. Everyone remembers Jane Goodman, that
yes.
strong warrior woman who was in the wheelchair. She would go to all the meetings. I got that motion referencing the ADA. And the last point was that the national office should have been contacting, oh, geez, Louise, I can't remember who they should be contacting now. But in any case, I reached out to Arlene, and I talked with her about it. And I sent her the actual minutes and what was approved from that meeting back in 2004. And Arlene didn't have time to work on that. So please give Marcel, Arlene, and me more time to work with that, because there's something that Arlene has to look for in the national office in reference to that we don't have. So as soon as she gets it.
This is Lydia.
Teresa Stack.
Yes, Lydia.
Yeah, there was a lot of work done on that. We
have patient. The laws were recently changed last year, and there's a new set of accessibility requirements for ADA buildings.
Okay. So that's your and my charge, right? So,
yes,
so we need to work on that. But Lydia, Lydia, it's really funny. I didn't think of asking you. I went to a website and found all that information, because I always remember Jane Goodman, which I mentioned before
mm-hmm.
on a PNB call, that her last thing was that if we didn't come into compliance, she was going to sue. I always remember her saying that. So I went to
Jane
this website.
Jane Jackson,
and,
is that who you meant?
I'm sorry?
Jane Jackson, was that her name?
Yes, saying Jane Goodman. Oh, my goodness. Sorry, Jane Jackson. I hope there's no Jane
right.
Goodman. Well, don't be mad at me, Jane Goodman. I don't know who you are, but Jane Jackson. So I found the minutes. And Lydia, I didn't think of asking you. I'm sorry. So if you could send Marcel and me anything that you have.
Yeah, I'll dig it up Greg Guma was the ED at the time, I believe, but that was followed up on by the national office. There was an extensive review done at each station and assessment. And
exactly, and that's why I referred to Arlene, because I remember that. You know, it's good to be around for a while, but Arlene said it would take some time for her.
Yeah, I'll try to dig it up. So it's
I'm still on the stack.
And the Kathy on the stack, please.
Okay. Okay, ladies. So yeah, 1 second. So if you, Lydia, if you could find it, that would help us. Just send it to Marcel and me, okay?
Okay.
Okay. The next, between Lydia, I think, I'm sorry, Teresa, before all that exciting music, I think you were speaking. I apologize. I didn't do it, but.
No, Lydia, I wasn't speaking, but I was next on the stack.
Okay.
I believe that when Ambrose Lane became interim executive director, he said that was his highest priority. And if I understand it correctly, the contract was signed after Greg Guma became executive director, and the we spent considerable amount of money. I don't know whether it was $5,000 or $5,000 per station. I don't remember which, but it was contracted by Ambrose, but it was not signed until after Greg Guma started his position. So that's about the time that it started.
Okay. Well, if you and Lydia have anything, I just, like I said, they're always stuck in my, I guess because I'm a differently abled person, and from just being around Pacifica all this time, I remember that. So if you guys have anything, just send it to Marcel and me. I would greatly appreciate it. Okay?
And Kathy on the stack, please.
The next person is Kathy, and is there anybody else? Because we need to do our action items, and then we need to go to executive session. We are behind schedule. I want to get you guys off the phone by 10:30. We normally don't go that long. Okay, Kathy, go ahead.
I remember that also. And one of the things that came up that wouldn't necessarily be in the normal standards of accessibility to the building is also accessibility of the studios. So that means that there has to be enough space for someone in a wheelchair to get to the engineering positions, you know, and the tables where people broadcast from. So the accessibility goes beyond what would be in a normal business. So I just wanted to add that you might have to look into it from that perspective as well.
Well, that's the premises. That would be part of the premises. So the entire thing would be involved on the premises.
Yeah, but I think that was one of the things that came out of that whole episode was that the studios themselves were not accessible enough.
Right, because
the broadcast studios. Yeah.
Yeah, because we have Mitch Jezerich, but like I said, that's all under premises. So we, trust me, we will cover once we dig up whatever it is there is around. We will certainly take care of that. Okay. The next item is action items, and my agenda has somehow vanished. Maybe the music took it. Action items, Madam Secretary, can
next
you recap our action items, please?
Is the one that we added, which is the evaluation and searches for the IPD review.
That's right. That's before action items.
Yes, that's before the action items. That's going to be a longer discussion. Could I respectfully ask Lydia and Ali if we could make that our first item for the next meeting? Is that okay with you guys? Well, we're going to executive session.
Yes, I just want to make one comment, and that is that I think because we were rushing to put this together, the issue about a process for search committees for interim, that would be something to be taken up by the committee. Some of the other questions for HR we're going to go ahead and make, no doubt. But if anybody else has any questions, that would be open session questions to submit to HR, please do so, and the others will be in executive session. But definitely some of this can be in open session, and our policy issues not ready to be forwarded to HR yet because they're just bylaws and organizational specific. So, yes, I'm okay with moving that if Ali is. Ali?
Are you moving the whole motion?
We're moving to make that the first item. And I have a question
okay.
for both of you.
Yes.
So, because you guys have created your own little work group. I like that. We have the PD process is a good benchmark. So maybe you guys could build on that, you know, so you have something, at least we have something. That was a good thing about starting that. It is good. It's a good jump start for other processes. So would you guys be open to maybe working on something like that and then presenting it to us on the fourth Wednesday of
April?
Yeah,
we will do that. Given the fact that it's interim and there would be time constraints, that it would be more condensed. It would be a much slimmer
yes,
version
absolutely.
Of that.
Okay, right.
But perhaps using that, obviously, to take some elements from that. But there are other questions that I've listed here which would have to be asked perhaps first so that it can be incorporated, such as do you modify a job description for an interim PD? Yeah, and
I to be perfectly honest with you, if you ask my opinion, I would say no, because if the person gets the job, that's the job description that he or she's going to be working.
Well, again, now we're getting into discussion, but if you want, you know, the issue comes up. By modification, I mean, do you, for example, put a caveat in there saying, as interim, you cannot make permanent changes? That's pretty standard in a lot of cases. But can you do that with a PD position? And if not, because how you answer that, which again, this is why it's a larger discussion, how you answer that determines on whether or not you would be free to conduct some kind of an evaluation thereafter.
Okay.
You know, you couldn't evaluate someone that can't do anything, right? That isn't empowered to do much other than like coordinate more than make actual changes. So, anyway.
Right. And that's why I don't want to give it short shrift, Lydia. I think we should make that, and I'll give it a nice good chunk of time for that meeting, and we will really flesh it out. But if you guys could come with something for us to
build
on.
Well, we can come. I can only speak for myself. Ali can speak for himself. We can attempt it, but I don't feel like formulating something out of thin air and then having it all torn apart. We need some answers to some questions, some of which can be gained from HR, but others require discussion from everyone. We all have different situations at different stations, and until we have that discussion, I'm not going to go and detail a process that is devoid of information. So I would rather ask the questions, have discussion, and then formulate something.
That is, somebody's yelling out while you're talking, Lydia. Maybe it's just me. Somebody's yelling while you're speaking. I really can't hear you. But
I'm sorry. It was Carolyn asking to be on the stack after Lydia.
Okay. So,
and
so
I had
Lydia,
also asked if Ali is Ali on the call?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, to get your opinion. I don't want to be the only one speaking to this.
Well, are we talking about taking the new PD process that was just approved and distilling it down into an IPD process?
That's what I was saying. I would rather have a discussion about all of the issues first, send some questions to HR, and have this board as the first item on the next agenda to discuss the various elements before we go to that, because I don't think you can just superimpose it on the existing PD process.
Point of information.
Okay. 1 second. I heard Carolyn trying to get in. I will take your point of information, Teresa, then I'll go to Carolyn. Go ahead, Teresa.
Is there not a motion on the floor to make this the first item on the April agenda?
Yeah, I don't think they're disagreeing, but their points are they would rather have the discussion and then come up with a process, if I'm hearing them correctly.
Okay, then I'd like to be on the stack after Carolyn because I'm going to propose that it become part of the other working group. Thank you.
Okay. Carolyn, go ahead. Carolyn?
Thank you. Oh, thank you. I was muted. This came up once before. I can't remember the context, but I remember that a legal opinion that we had, and I forget the exact context, was that an interim PD was responsible as a regular PD, and therefore his job description could not be different. So maybe that we do need to check that with counsel, but my understanding is that because his responsibilities legally would be the same as those of a regular PD, what's missing is the benefits and the long-term hiring, then the responsibilities, the description, the job description should not differ from that of the regular PD. But so I do think we need to check that with counsel before getting involved in too many thoughts of what we'd like to happen. Just a thought.
Great. Thank you. Next is Teresa.
I think that we should start a working group on this and have, I guess the motion on the floor is to have it discussed at the next meeting. I'm just a little bit confused. It seems like we're going into pretty much depth discussing it. I suppose that we're trying to figure out whether we need to even start a working group. I'm just confused.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, the motion on the floor is to put this as the first item of the next meeting, which I support. In the interim, what I have said is some questions will be sent to HR, and then if at the next meeting we want to form a working group, we can. But I think we should just vote on this.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? No, no objection?
Well, I do have a question.
Okay.
If what Carolyn is saying is true, then I'm assuming that the working group that's going to work on this between now and then, that they will find out whether it is totally unnecessary to have anything separate or if it is inappropriate to have to treat a interim differently or the same in the search process as the PD.
Okay.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we can have this discussion. There's a lot more than what Carolyn said. You know, so it's a big discussion before we even go there. Not that we can't look these things up in the interim, of course, but it doesn't fit the exact situations we had in mind. So that's why, in fact, we're couching questions within a larger context to HR as well.
Kathy,
okay. Okay, I'm going to rule, and because we need to get to executive session, I think because it is. It's Lydia and Ali's idea, and we just have to, if they're comfortable doing it that way, then I would like to respect their wishes so that we can discuss it at the next meeting. That's my ruling. If they don't want to form a work group, we can't force them to form a work group. That's the reality. So the thing is, we will make it the first item on the agenda. Now, that doesn't prevent us from sending them suggestions or answers to their questions, but we cannot force them. So I'm going to rule that we not discuss this any further, right? We'll go to our action items, and then we will, when we meet the fourth Wednesday in April, I'm getting my months confused, whatever they've come up with, that's what we'll have an extensive discussion on. Everybody,
point of order, this is Lydia.
Yes.
And yeah, Kathy,
but
please.
There's a motion on the floor to postpone this till the next meeting, and I did not say that I objected to a working group. I'm just saying that the motion on the floor is to postpone it to the next meeting.
Okay. So
point of information.
Okay, Teresa.
And have it as the first
Madam
item.
Chair, is there an assumption that this is becoming a work group?
No, there are no assumptions. We're just moving the item till the next meeting.
I'm wondering if someone needs to move that we just start a work group. So you can work
well,
on
that
it.
Well, that was what I understood you to
say, can we vote on... Are you amending the motion? There's a motion on the floor to postpone the whole thing till the next meeting as the first item of business.
And I amend that we make it a working group.
Okay. Then, okay. So we're going to. I guess is there any objection to Teresa's motion to making this a work group?
Of aspects of it, it's woefully incomplete. So you can't form a working group if you don't know what the issues are.
Okay. So we'll just vote it up or down.
So I'll be voting against a working group at this point. I would certainly encourage and consider it after discussion at the next meeting.
Well, this is Teresa. I'll be happy to withdraw this amendment if it's possible, since nobody seconded, since it's not necessary to be seconded in committee. So
it doesn't need to be seconded. So are you withdrawing it, Teresa?
Yes, I will withdraw the amendment.
Okay. All right. So is there any objection to making this the first item on the agenda for the fourth Wednesday in April? Is there any objection to that? Okay. Hearing none, that's what is going to happen. The next thing is review action items. Madam Secretary, can you please?
The only action item was that you said that you as chair were going to contact the ED for contact information for our HR firm. And the other action item was that the work group's going to report by this 22nd.
Okay. What's the next item?
The next item is adjourning, although you did say something about discussing when our next meeting was going to be.
Yeah, well, Andrea is off the phone. Andrea can... I'm sorry. I'm on a conference call. I have to call you back. Sorry. Andrea cannot make Wednesdays. Wednesdays are very difficult for her. So I wanted to know if people would entertain doing another day.
This is Lydia.
Yes.
Yes, and I think that at one point when we were a smaller committee, and I had said Fridays were kind of difficult for me, but they're not as impossible. It's not like I have to be somewhere. I just tend to have to work late on Fridays. But it's not, you know, you can throw it into the pot as one of the options if I was the only one, holding that up. Because, I mean, it did work for a year or so.
Right.
And Kathy on the stack?
Okay, Kathy?
Yeah, from my perspective, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday would work. Tuesday would not.
Okay, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Okay.
Or Thursday. Any day but Tuesday.
Okay. Is there anyone on the call right now who Monday, Wednesday, or Friday?
May I say something? Teresa here.
Yes, go ahead, Teresa.
I'm looking at the KPFTX. It looks like every Thursday is taken with either PNB meetings or affiliates or development. It looks like third Tuesdays are available, but that's not good for Kathy. I know that the frat is meeting on second and fourth Mondays, and I think some finance committees are meeting on Mondays. Governance is meeting on third Mondays. So if I understand correctly, we're going either Monday or Fridays because Thursdays are all filled. and Kathy can't do Tuesdays, and Andrea can't do Wednesdays.
Okay. I'm looking at May, and I don't see Fred there for Monday in May. In April, it's full. Let me go to June. In June, I don't see Fred there for the second Monday. In
I'm wondering
July,
if it's not scheduled.
It's not scheduled. So are we saying we want to go to, oh, but then we have those holidays. Oh, goodness. Okay, the second Monday, I'm just flipping through really quickly. All the way through December 2012, second Mondays are available. Do we want to move to Monday to accommodate, well, everybody?
Is Tracy Rosenberg on so she can tell us what's happening?
Nia, can we do this by email? I'll have to check our local governance committee, I think, meets on the second Monday.
Okay, all righty. So what we'll do, I'll speak with Andrea. We'll keep it for April as is, and then I will talk with her. I can't do it tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm really, really, I have my doctor's appointment.
Yeah, and then let's just do it by email if we can, and then if we need to vote on it next month, we can.
Great idea.
So we'll be on the calendar. Thank you. So we can move on.
What's the next action item? That's it, Teresa?
Adjourn. Adjourn is
okay. So we're adjourning to executive session.